torn directly from the Better Brain book. It's the Dudley and Jennifer and Roberta get together. Ken Kessler, the Kenny. Yeah, I call him Kenny. Does anybody else call you Kenny beside me? Everybody else calls you
Not in about 40 years.
Very good. All right, Roberta Fasanelli is our queen of cheap. In a matter of moments, mere seconds from now, she's going to give you the fun Freebie Friday rundown of what we have. There's a lot more than that here. I see some candy and ice cream in the future here, Jennifer, Roberta.
Candy, ice cream, shrimp, and movies.
Woo, yum.
And sweeteners.
Ice cream and shrimp. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So that's coming up. Queen of Cheap Report in a matter of moments. In the next half hour, Jennifer will have the television report. Yesterday, in your absence, I'm certain that I didn't do as good a job as you would have done had you been here.
Mm-hmm.
Best new series. I'll repeat that story, and you'll have the Emmy nominations probably for us as well,
yes,
right?
I will have the Emmy nominations and some renewals and a little gossip from the set of Castle.
Okay, that's good. I hope they're getting married or getting together or something that's good. They're getting along.
The show just continues.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good show, actually.
Yes, it is, but
But what?
That's the story that I'll have for you.
Is there trouble in paradise?
There's trouble in paradise.
Really? The two stars aren't getting along?
No, that's not what I said.
No, I know it is what you said, but I'm trying to get underneath there. Coming up, a history quiz. First, though, how many people thought the IRS investigation into these various 501c4 groups was over? No. They've gone through all of the bureaucrats who have been appointed. Most of them have been blown out. What I'm getting a kick out of is seeing the pictures of the people who are still protesting in Washington. And these are not the crazies that you would, you know, expect oftentimes to protest. The people that are there, they're kind of crazy. There are what, and I don't even like this term, soccer mom, but I look at a picture of a group of women who are, I would guess, mothers, 40s and 50s, holding up signs like, audit the IRS, stuff like that.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so they're down now to the career employees, and they testified yesterday before the House Oversight Committee, talking about the review of the Tea Party. This one woman said it was her only job. All she was told to do was make sure you examine carefully, excuse me, all the Tea Party applications and coordinate a review with a tax law specialist with the idea that they would get or deny as many of them as possible. So that's what they did. And you think, by the way, there was a story, and I'm trying to put my finger on it. It looks like this, in fact, does go all the way to the White House. The whole idea of scrutinizing. Why do these people think that they are untouchable? Why do they make these
decisions?
Because
they're power hungry. That's got to be in your profile if you become a politician. It has to be.
But
especially a career politician.
Do you not have any common sense? Do you not think, especially in the age that we're in, that somebody's going to catch you?
But see, that's the risk. That's the high that you get when you can get away with things like that.
Yeah.
Politicians and common sense, not in the same sense.
Yeah, that's true, too. Oh. Maybe that's easier
silly
to say.
Silly me. Yeah, all right. So, silly me. Sorry about that. Story of the Whitey Bulger trial that continues this week here in Boston seems, strangely enough, Stephen the Stippo Rakes was found dead yesterday in a Boston suburb, Lincoln, very upscale community about 10, 12 miles west of Boston on Route 2. Mr. Rakes was going to testify today.
Not so fast, Mr. Rakes.
Mr. There was no sign of any trauma, and so somebody said earlier he ran into a baseball bat.
Weird. Who knew anybody was allergic to those?
Exactly. A mob trial and somebody dies that's a witness? Come on.
Makes me a little nervous. I have to check with my friends in Boston to make sure everybody's hands are clean.
Really? All right. So anyway, that's the end of that guy. I don't know whether I want to even go here or not. You can. It depends on the tone of the first few remarks from both Jennifer and Roberta on Governor Perry signing into law yesterday that, as described by some in the news media, restrictive and controversial new abortion bill.
Oh, I'm really glad he did.
Really?
Absolutely. I am so glad he did.
Yeah, because?
Because it's going to turn into a rallying point. It's going to tear down the middle-aged conservative men who think that they can tell women what they can do with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talked to Victoria and a lot of her friends, and these kids are outraged. And these kids are just turning 18. And I said, Victoria, it's your generation and the generation right behind you that are going to kick these people out. So it's a wonderful rallying point to get these kids to vote and to finally, you know, make some changes in this country, get rid of these people.
What do you mean, finally make some changes? You don't think there have been changes?
Yeah, there have been a lot of changes.
There's been a lot of changes, but this has still not been enough. The fact that a bill like this could even be passed in this day and age is just mind-boggling.
I think I understand what's so bad about this bill, because they're making, I mean, you can still get an abortion in the state of Texas.
Not after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
Not after 20, but
and
also...
Is that a problem, though?
Also, the clinic has to be affiliated with a hospital. I mean, they make it sound so, well, we're just looking out
for... that 20 weeks of pregnancy, do you know you're already in your second trimester in 20
weeks of pregnancy? Yes, I understand that completely.
Not cool.
I understand that completely.
And to actually make an abortion clinic live up to a certain set of standards makes it safer for women.
That's how they get these bills passed, Jennifer. And all they're doing is making it more restrictive. It chips away at abortion rights.
Because a lot of clinics are not affiliated with
hospitals like that. And it's just closing down. If you look at what the result of this bill is, it's going to close down a lot of these clinics. Look, I'll tell you personally, I am not a fan of abortion. I ethically believe that it's wrong. However, I feel that nobody should tell a woman whether or not she has to carry a child.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely.
What about
nobody
the child,
has the right.
Who fights for the child?
But you see, but these are the arguments that people have.
I fight for them.
I don't want you to have an abortion, but it's not my business to tell you.
Exactly.
I would like to educate you as to why it's not a good idea. Please have the child, and we'll put him up for adoption.
There are so many people that want and need and would love to have a baby.
Absolutely.
And we do such a bad job.
But I think there's something else to this.
You cannot tell women that they have to carry a child to term. I'm sorry. It's you cannot cross the line like that. Everybody makes the decision for themselves.
You don't want it for yourself.
Once the baby's born, should we just say, well, you know what? If you decide you don't want to raise this baby today, go ahead and throw it in a garbage can. It's all right. You know, you don't want to take care of it today.
That's not the point, Jennifer. So you're making the typical Republican conservative argument.
Don't tell me I'm typical Republican.
No, absolutely.
I'm just talking
it's
to you
Republican.
About the
it's
there's
absolutely
just
typical
some
Republican.
Inconsistencies
right.
in the
law. And my contention is this. If men can carry a baby,
that's it.
If these middle-aged men could carry it, abortion wouldn't be an issue.
Yep.
See, this is why you should never...
All right,
that.
Already. We've had the conversation.
How about that Rolling Stone cover?
I just want to talk about some of the inconsistencies. That's all.
I know.
There are inconsistencies in the argument.
A lot of them, but once the problem with this always is, A, men make the decisions, B, and then it always ends up being polarizing because the one side doesn't agree with the other side. And so what I would like to see happen, what most people would like to see happen, is that there is some sort of a meeting of the minds here and something new comes out of it, but it is the same as the death penalty and other things that bring nothing but heat and no light to the conversation. And I think that this State Senator Wendy Davis, I don't know much about her. She's the one who filibustered for what? 20 hours or 24 hours? Maybe she'll run someday. Anyway. That's the thing.
Kids admire her, let me tell you.
When you get into, some kids may not.
Some people, it becomes
a rallying cry for the emotions and the anger that goes with problems that are far deeper than this, frankly. We had a little stimulating conversation, so that's good. Now we'll in a moment have more stimulation from the Queen of Cheap as to saving money on buying candy and ice cream. That's a good follow-up to this conversation. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Candy and ice cream.
Look, kid.
Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's see what we can truck up here in the savings department for the weekend there, Ms. Dumpster Diver.
Well, tomorrow, if you didn't know, is National Lollipop Day. I don't know where they come up with these things, but it's a place called See's Candies. They got over 200 retail locations are giving away their signature lollipop.
Do you not know what See's Candy is?
Oh, I know what See's Candy is.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, when you said it, it sounded like you hadn't heard of it.
Some people don't, you know.
I have to send you something.
It's a chocolate, vanilla, butterscotch lollipops that sound absolutely wonderful. Well, get one free tomorrow at See's. If you're really sweltering in this heat, cool off at the movies and take your kids because the free summer movies are Tuesdays and Wednesdays at REI Cinemas. They're at 10 o'clock and at 11 o'clock, free for everyone. They mostly screen, you know, movies for kids, but it's a great way to get out of the heat and keep the kids quiet for a while. If you love the Bonefish Grill, you can spice up your summer with a free order of Bang Bang Shrimp, Bang Chicken, or Bang Bang Tacos at the Bonefish Grill. And the offer ends on the 28th, so just get there before then if you want to go banging. Baskin-Robbins will update your waffle cone. You get an upgrade there. Upgrade your cone to a waffle cone. That is, when you get a double scoop of Baskin-Robbins ice cream, another way to keep cool, just eat it fast. And for like 3 minutes, it'll melt all over you. And there's a new sweetener on the market. I mean, I use Stevia sweetener. Well, there's a new one now, and it's made out of monk fruit, but it's a natural sweetener. And if you want to try it, it's called Nectress. You can get a free sample, 100% natural, zero calories, made from monk fruit, whatever the heck a monk fruit is. You'll find it. All these wonderful deals and how to get these free things and coupon codes and all sorts of stuff at DougSteffen.com. Look for the Queen of Cheap section.
She is, ladies and gentlemen, the Queen of Cheapness, Roberta Fessinelli with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Summer competition. There's still a number of these. This show with Nick Lachey pits one group and or individual that they've discovered against another, and they offer, like, let's make a deal, X amount of dollars before there's a group of people sitting in the audience, 101 members of the audience, vote on who they think is the best in these competitions. And so this is Matt Bayless starting out a duel with a song called Drops of Jupiter, and he's competing against a lady named Joanna Jones, who here sings Try. Let's compare the two. She doesn't look at all like she sounds, by the way. I watched a little of this last night, Jennifer.
What does she look like? Now I'm curious.
Dark hair, kind of small. Another Adele sound-alike kind of. But this worked, I thought. So, at one point, she was pitted against the Agape Love Ensemble. And she was given the opportunity to take $25,000 or to stay. And again, remember, what happens here is that the audience is voting on who they think the best of the two is. She had won her round against Matt Bayless, and Agape had won against Thomas Wells earlier on. So the two of them going against each other. And she took the $25,000, but then after the fact, it was discovered the audience had voted her as the best, or the better of the two anyway. And so she could have gone on, and Agape Love Ensemble would have been tossed. That isn't what happened. So then, Michael Cut, 1917, Agape Love Festival, has in the final round a song called Instant Karma. They were good. Interesting sound to them. Listen to the way it works. The voice. So remember now, this is the final round of last day. Everybody, this show is all self-inclusive. The winner is at the end of the show. Every show is self-inclusive. It doesn't go on from show to show to show. So, all right, that's the Agape Love Ensemble that got there by just being lucky because of the choice that Joanna Jones made. So now, in this final round, they go up against the La Fontaines, which is a mother-daughter group, if you will. And here's Run to You.
Each day I play the role of
Now, see, I thought the Agape Love Ensemble was better than this mother and father. I mean, sorry, mother and daughter duo. However, the audience did not agree, and with a vote of 94-7, the La Fontaines won. Now, before that, the choice was given to Agape and to La Fontaines to take $50,000. So the Agape Love Group intelligently made the good decision to take the $50,000 because they hadn't won the previous round. They were lucky to have gotten where they are, so they got $50,000 out of it. I guess that's part of the luck of the draw here. How many people like the concept of this program?
It's interesting.
Yeah,
different. Complicated, but interesting.
Yeah, is it too? Did I explain it well enough?
You did. Yes, I get it.
Yeah. Too complicated. Yeah, I mean, I think that's basically the bottom line here. At any rate, it is a different spin on this, and so for that reason, I think it makes for a word. I like Nick Lachey is a likable guy anyway. I like him doing this sort of thing. In the next half hour, the mother and father of Trayvon Martin all over the place on television. That'll be part of our television focus. Next up here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Socializing your pet. You know, talking, listening, hugging and kissing are all wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, and experiences that are unfamiliar and therefore potentially frightening to your dog or cat. Because you live in a neighborhood, it's vital for your pet to be acquainted with and comfortable around the variety of sounds and activities. Many dogs and cats are comfortable in their own territory, but panic-stricken when they go out in the street. Even a dog that regularly hears other dogs barking, the rumble of rush hour traffic, the clang of fire engine sirens, and trucks from the vantage point of his high-rise terrace, has no way of dealing with these noises and these sights, sounds, when he's down there on the street, in the midst of all the racket. An under-socialized pet, one kept alone in the house or yard because his owners either aren't around to take him out or never think about exposing him, will have a hard time adjusting. It's important to socialize your pets to whatever area you live in, socialize them with other people, socialize them with other pets, and socialize them with noises in your neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour on the Doug Dudley, Roberta, Robertsky, Jen, Jennifer, Ken, Kenny, Good Day program. It's Friday the 19th of July. Hello. We're talking about the issues of the day, the most important news stories of the day, things that may have been overlooked by others who are not as well schooled in the art of conversation as are we. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's time for a 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
I want to know who Al Haynes is.
Al Haynes.
No, you don't get the answer. 888-302-3684.
I wasn't. I was repeating the name, sir.
Al Haynes.
Al Haynes.
I like
his underwear.
Al Haynes. Actually, his last name is spelled H-A-Y-N-E-S.
Oh, bummer.
H-A-Y-N-E-S. Haynes. Why is he important to a story, historically speaking, that was the king of the news for a week? The actual event occurred on this date in 1989, and this gentleman was the reason that things weren't worse than they could have been. Does that make sense? It is about, this story is about survival. What's the story? 888-302-3684. Who was Al Haynes, and why did he play into the most, one of the biggest stories of the year, as a matter of fact, and certainly number one during the mid and latter part of July 1989. 888-302-3684, swell prize. Call us in the next 5 minutes with the identity of Al Haynes and why he's important in this history quiz. Al Haynes, who is he? Who was that man? You would like to shake his hand. I got to talk to him a couple of times and was very pleased to be able to do so. 888-302-3684. Also occurring on this day, if you'll mind or not the personal reference, Pete Rose. I was working in Cincinnati at WCKY, doing the afternoon program, and Pete Rose followed me at 6 o'clock for a two-hour sports show. He had gotten the job after he got into trouble. The obvious story, we all know, I think it started in 1988. And so Pete would come down to the studio where I was, put his foot up on the console, and talk to me for a few minutes before he'd go on the air. He was not talking to me, however, on this date in 1990, because he was actually sentenced to 5 months in prison, fined $50,000 for filing false income tax returns. That's how they got him, as a bettor, and the fact that he got cash, won cash from his betting, that never got him what he was. He didn't report the income from his betting, And that's how he went to jail. He went to Marion in Illinois as a country club for 5 months. But I remember him sitting down there almost in tears saying to me, and I can't remember whether this, frankly, was on the air or off the air, do you want to spend a couple of weeks there for me? And I felt really badly.
I that worked,
felt sorry. I think I felt sorry for the guy. Once in a while, I see him once in a while in Las Vegas. I've seen him when I've been walking
around.
He's
always at Caesar's Palace signing autographs in the mall.
Would do anything for a buck. He wasn't the smartest guy in the world, but there was something about him that was very likable. He's very narcissistic, very much somebody who was all about Pete Rose, and that was it. But still, a very interesting guy. And I thought it was kind of a sad thing, and I'd forgotten that happened. This date, 1990, this is my second year. I started this program when I first went to WCKY. I started doing the Good Day program in the morning there. So it was the second year, and after that I left. And I'm trying to remember where I went. Isn't that awful? I can't remember where my next stop was. I think it was Florida. I think it was 1991 for a year or so there. At any rate, the point is that heat and light came together with a Rose story. 888-302-3684. I find it stressful and sad that people don't remember who Al Haynes was. You will remember, if nobody has the answer in a couple of minutes, you'll remember the story. I know you will. Meanwhile, in New York City, several restaurants, including Applebee's, Olive Garden, Red Lobster, are being named in a lawsuit over alleged deceptive billing practices. The story at DougStephan.com, posting images of an Olive Garden check with a line for an automatic gratuity of 18% added to the price of the meal, as well as a place to add an additional tip regardless of the number of diners. Applebee's added 17% automatically, saying it was payable at the guest's discretion. So how are people in New York looking at this? I heard you talking off the air about how these are all these big chains, and nobody who's a New Yorker would be caught dead in them anyway.
Well, in a way that is true. I mean, in New York, we have such a variety of restaurants, and most of them are mom-and-pop type restaurants rather than big chains. And so,
the type your father used to run.
Exactly, the type of restaurants my dad used to run.
Right.
So, you know, New Yorkers, for the most part, are not the people who go to an Applebee's, Olive Garden, or Red Lobster. Most of the people who go there are tourists, out-of-towners. A lot of them are European tourists. And as you know,
yeah, because
Europe,
the Americans wouldn't go. They
well,
can go to
Europe,
Applebee's.
You don't even tip because everything's built into the tab.
Well,
usually,
that's the whole thing. You know, when you go to Europe, the tip is automatically put onto the check. So it's a big problem that if you don't put it on the check, a lot of times the poor server will be left with nothing because the Europeans automatically think that the tip is involved. And also, you know, for a lot of out-of-towners, the tipping practices in other cities or other towns or other states tend to be a lot less than in New York, and they don't realize that the cost of living in New York is pretty high compared to where they might be from, so they might only tip 8 or 10%, which, again, you know, is really bad for the server, so that's why they put that automatic gratuity on. But you can always refuse it. I always tip 20%. That's kind of standard in New York. If the server does, you know, little or next to nothing, I'll tip 15%. But 20%, especially in a better restaurant, is definitely the norm. I mean, it's they'll kind of.
So what's the class action lawsuit? Who's filing this class action lawsuit?
You know, they don't say. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They don't say who is filing it. But it's got to be, obviously, some patrons, I would suppose.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
They don't want to pay the extra gratuity. Yeah, so don't
pay
it.
They don't
set your discretion.
Ooh,
right.
You don't have
it's
to
a
pay.
Shocker. It's a lawyer who's doing it.
It's a lawyer who's
weird.
Well, yeah.
$5.5 billion class action lawsuit.
Right. Thank God you were here to tell us.
And
that.
Where did they get all these people from?
It's probably a voter list.
Yeah. Hey, you want to be in on them? Be fun. Come on.
888-302-3684. All right. So we're trying to figure out who Al Haynes is. And Aaron, who's listening in Kingman, Arizona, is going to take a stab at this. So you on Andy Devine Drive? Where are you, Aaron?
I'm on Cherem, actually, out in off Stockton Hill Road.
Isn't that down near the graveyard, the airplane graveyard, after down by the train yard? Is that down there?
It's out that way, but it's probably about 10 miles across the
Mojave. It's by the way, yeah, it's down further. I always find that a fascinating place to go visit. I love to see what they're doing. Say again?
I said I'm out in the sticks.
Out in the sticks. All right, so do you know who Al Haynes is?
I was thinking that he was the guy who got his arm stuck between two boulders when he was out hiking and had to cut off his own arm.
No, that was James Franco.
Okay.
No, I'm being facetious. He played the guy who did that. So, I don't remember what that person's name is, but if you would really like to know who Al Haynes is, I will tell you.
Okay.
Al Haynes was the pilot of Flight 232. A United Airlines flight that started in Denver on its way to Chicago, a DC-10, at 36,000 feet, there was a tremendous, tremendous bang, clash, and the plane jolted and lost 4,000 feet in 40 seconds. Al Haynes was the captain of that plane, and after that occurred, they had just crossed over into Iowa, and the plane basically was out of control. They had no hydraulics. The engine, the tail of the plane, had come off because the engine exploded. You know the story now? Do you remember the story?
Possibly.
Creates goosebumps whenever I tell this story. Yeah. Well, here's what happened. There were three people in the cockpit of the plane, plus there was a pilot sitting in first class who came into the cockpit. And between the four of them, they, with all of their might, used the various levers and controls that weren't destroyed by the engine coming off of the tail of the plane to slow the plane down and somehow get it close enough to the ground so they could land it at the Sioux City, Iowa airport, which is half as big as the runway in any other major airport because it's Sioux City. They don't actually land DC-10s there very often. So he got the plane landed, actually touched onto a cornfield that was at the edge of the Sioux City airport, got it onto the ground. The back of the plane fell off. The front part of the plane went end over end, tea kettle over tea kettle, and landed off of the runway. There were 293 passengers on the plane. This is really amazing. 181 of them survived. And if you look at the video, you can go to YouTube and look at, just put in Flight 232, and this will come up. You'll see the plane landing on the runway and breaking into the fireball, and the front of the plane goes end over end. How in the name of God anybody survived that flight is a tribute to Al Haynes, who I remember having on the program. He was 59 at the time, had been flying DC-10 since they first came out, was one of these guys that started as a crop duster. I mean, this guy was a flyer from when he could put his pants on. And he lived in Seattle and was the coach of the youth baseball, the young kids, Pop Warner baseball or softball league. So I had him on the program to talk about what he went through, and he didn't want to talk about the plane. He wanted to talk about him being a coach of the Little League, and he was just a wonderfully warm guy, and he went back 3 weeks after the crash. He went back to work, and it was one of those, he didn't want to retire when he was 60. He had to at that time because he had to retire at 60, but he's the kind of guy, I always say this, white-haired guy, when you get into a plane, you look into the cockpit, you want to see him sitting in the driver's seat. Guys like that. And the fellow, what was his name, Schellenberger, cut out of the same cloth, the guy that landed the plane in the Hudson River. Remember that from a couple of years ago?
Yep.
Same, basically the same thing. These guys know how to fly.
Yep.
Versus some of these clowns that are flying for Asiana. We want to make sure we don't get on a plane that they're flying. Anyway, so that was the story, Aaron. I'm glad you called, and I'm glad I had a chance to chat with you when we told you the story. Thank you. Nice to have a good weekend. Nice to have you here. 14 before the hour, in a couple of minutes, Jennifer reviews what's going on in the world of television here for us on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Justin!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Television report brought to you by HGTV's own Property Brothers. They are back.
Hollywood Hills.
What is this?
The trunk load.
57 channels.
Oh, this is earlier on. This is, I don't remember. Is this early in the... thank you.
That's how it starts.
Thank you very much, Robert. Anyway, Brother vs. Brother on Sunday on HGTV, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central. And make sure that you, if you are available at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, you check out this show on HGTV, bringing you the report on the television. Trayvon Martin's family all over television. Is this overdoing it somewhat? How many people think?
In my opinion, yes. But, yeah. You know, they want to take advantage of their national pulpit. So that's their, I mean, they lost a son. They have every right to try to do that. So.
Yeah. Right.
All right, the Emmy nominations came out yesterday, and again, the broadcast networks were snubbed in favor of the cable networks. Also of note, Netflix, for the first time ever, made TV history. They also received a nomination at the Emmys. Usually it's just broadcast or cable, but now we've got Netflix and Hulu to think about. Outstanding drama nominees were Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, Netflix, House of Cards, and Mad Men. Outstanding comedy, The Big Bang Theory, Girls, Louie, Modern Family, 30 Rock, and Veep. Best Actress in a Drama Series, Vera Farmiga from The Bates Motel, Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey, Claire Danes in Homeland, Robin Wright in House of Cards, Connie Britton in Mad Men, and Kerry Washington in Scandal. For Best Actor in a Drama, Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, Hugh Bonneville, Downton Abbey, Damian Lewis, Homeland, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, John Hamm, Mad Men, and Jeff Daniels for Newsroom.
All right, what else you got? Let's move this fast because we only have a few seconds tonight. I want to acknowledge once again the best new series. Somebody called me and I had the wrong time yesterday. We were talking about The Tonight Show being on Taylor Classic Movies, TCM. It's Mondays at 8 o'clock for the best of Johnny Carson. You had something...
Castle news. You want
Castle
to hear about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, Nathan Fillion has been doing a little walk off the set. He wants to renegotiate his contract in favor of a 4-day work week instead of a 5-day work week on Castle. And ABC Studios isn't quite happy with that. So he actually didn't show up on set last week. He decided to take a day off and silently protest. No news on whether or not their dispute has been settled yet.
It's kind of childish.
I think so. I hope he doesn't ruin it.
He's a big star.
Him.
What's the matter? I mean,
no,
he's a working actor.
I love
yeah,
him.
But he's a working actor. Go to work, for God's sakes. People overinflate their ego. 51 after the hour.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Serrata, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
This is the place. Tom Parsons is the guy. Bestfares.com is the review site for what's going on in the world of special travel deals. Tom posts something every week, especially for the Doug Steffen crowd. So go to DougSteffen.com, click on Tom's picture, and when you get in there, you'll see all of the deals that have been put together, especially for Good Day listeners. Tom is brought to us by Sherwin-Williams Painting. Question, you're interested in getting information about what it is and how to, in the paint department, ask Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Travel information brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. I'm here to ask Tom Parsons from BestFares.com about a JetBlue incident this week. JetBlue has been considered to be one of the better of the startups, more successful. They're flying now. They have, what, they must have 340, 350 planes at this point, don't they?
I'm not sure how many planes they know. They go to something like 70 or 80 destinations, though. So that's pretty good. Mostly point to point, you know, from Boston or New York. And then they do have sort of a mini base in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Long Beach. And but what they did, I guess you haven't noticed since you live in Boston, but the temperature in the Northeast has been pretty high this week. So they came out with a deal on Tuesday, and we put it out on our on everything, the Twitter, our hot deals by email, and it was open pretty heavy on our site. But if the temperature hit New York City 90 degrees,
yep,
which it's done every day since Tuesday, and even today expecting to hit 100, and tomorrow maybe still in the 90 range, they would, if you went to their website and got their promo code, they would take 90% off your airfare, and you would get out of town either the next day or the day after and get 90% off their airfare. So I guess it just made their whole system keep crashing every day at 12 noon.
Really?
Because, well, you know how much any no advance purchase airfare. I was looking in Boston, I mean, New York. It was only out of New York, but I still got good news. They had to shut it down, but I do still have good news. But airfare one way, leaving tomorrow out of New York to L.A., is still $607 one way and about $300 coming back on the promotion. That's been $900, but still 10% of that number is only $90. Okay, when you take 90% off. So they turned the program off today until 4 p.m. Eastern. If you can leave out of Newark, JFK, or LaGuardia on a JetBlue flight, doesn't matter if it has a connection, doesn't matter it's good from September 3rd through October 31st, anywhere they fly in the 48 states and San Juan, they'll take 25% off that airfare. And the good news is the September airfares are looking pretty good right now. So, again, I saw cities like New York to L.A., $255. I'm sorry. So it's still, if you can go out one of those, if you live in Philadelphia, go out in New York. If you live in Hartford, go out, you know, LaGuardia, JFK, or something in that area. But, you know, when you look at the population in the New York region area, it's pretty big. So there's still a lot of people can take advantage of that deal. But that's the deal. Guess what the promo code is, by the way?
I give up.
Too hot to handle. But anyway.
Too hot to handle. All right. So that's a
T-O or T-O-O?
The number two, hot, two, handle. You know, the number, hot.
Okay.
It's too hot to handle. And that's, you can go, we have a link on it. We took it down late last night, but it's still on the homepage where the link will take you and you'll see the new promo code if you can't remember it. So, but it's still one you must book before 4 p.m. this afternoon to take advantage of this deal. But that's a deal that just turned this, it's sort of Southwest. We've seen it happen to Southwest. It happened to JetBlue. Too many people trying to get on the website and they shut it down. So they decided not to do it today. It was supposed to go today and tomorrow, and it looks like the temperature would have made it too, but sorry, Charlie, it's over. The other thing that's going on this weekend, it's a good weekend to be booking $118 airfares, probably between over 100 city pairs, like a Baltimore, whatever. And then there's also some snooze you lose. The best one we got today is Boston, San Diego. This is, I know you don't go to San Diego, but you do go to LA. San Diego, $204 round trip on Alaska Airlines.
All right, there it is. Check them all out at bestfares.com. Find it if you can.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.